Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. Coming up on 3 o'clock for the Score Update Studio.
One of the most impressive things is he went from Chicago to San Diego. And San Diego's running the 3-4, and instead of changing over to what he ran, he adjusted to the 3-4 because of the personnel there. So he was very effective, and he had the top defense in the league with the 3-4. So he was able to adjust.
The mark of any good coach, former Carolina GM Marty Herney, on the man he hired to coach the Panthers, Ron Rivera, the ex-Bear, who worked his way up from the bottom, started his coaching career as defensive quality control coach back on Dave Wanstead's staff. Now Rivera leading the Panthers to Super Bowl 50, where he'll face Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Manning's only Super Bowl win came against Rivera's Bears defense during the 2006 season. Herney, a guest with Mully and Hanley this morning. NBA Bulls going for a second straight win. They're hosting Miami tonight. Kirk Heinrich and Mike Dunleavy Jr. have already been ruled out with injuries. Hockey, Blackhawks are off today. They're in Carolina tomorrow. College basketball, despite losing to Iowa State last week, Oklahoma remains the number one team in this week's Associated Press Top 25. Iowa State is at 14, the Cyclones hosting number 4 Kansas tonight. 7:45 start right here on the Score. Tennis, Australian Open, Andy Murray reaches the quarterfinals. So does Milos Raonic, who knocks out Stan Wawrinka. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Get covered, Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit gogetcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by All Day Breakfast at McDonald's.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry,
the Killer Bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
Peyton Manning thing.
You got to start him. But I keep wondering if you didn't know what his name was. And a coach
wouldn't,
would just,
no, he wouldn't be out there.
A coach just making a decision based on what he saw in practice. And he probably wouldn't be, right?
No.
He really is getting this start because he's Peyton Manning.
Yes, he is.
You might have a better chance to win with Brock Osweiler quarterbacking. You're hoping, and whatever you paid him, whatever John Elway's bet was, that, you know, you had your one bite at the apple, and then the apple got bad on you, and the other
the
team
apple
just
away, somebody stepped on your face.
Just repeatedly kept kicking you with the rocks.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute, my apple's bad.
But if you can get another shot here, like you're just hoping for, you know, that one drive, couple of big plays, minimize the mistakes. Yeah. You know, what you got left, man?
Denver's got the ball, and Denver's got the AFC Championship. This will be one of the sweetest kneel downs of Peyton Manning's career. Very few people thought Denver could do it.
I don't know if you guys could tell, it was quite windy down there. You could feel it in the throw-in, and I got to believe the receivers, that factored in to them as well. I think one thing I've always believed in, that you have missed throws, you'll have some drop passes, you just keep firing.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars.
We need good, bad.
Dan Bernstein.
I am not an animal.
I've got to work.
Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, all that Peyton Manning stuff is true. It's just that what happens, what I said all week, is if you've got a defense that's that good, you got a chance in the NFL. If you got a defense that can play like that and you know it, and I've seen it before, how good they are, you've got a chance. They were the number one defense in the NFL. I mean, you certainly didn't eliminate them yesterday because of that.
And that's what we've been talking about so far today.
That's what we talked about last week. They're good. They're defense, but Peyton Manning, I don't know who he is anymore.
Talked about it then, talking about it now. Yeah. This is the time to make your call. If you are somebody who likes to make predictions, who likes to say, here's what I think, and I'm going to figure out who's going to win and why, figure it out now. And unless there's something drastic that changes, this is when you should do it, because otherwise you get 2 weeks of garbage that is just going to make your head spin. And eventually, by the time the ball is kicked off, you're going to think oppositely and you're going to be questioning yourself. So make a call, stick to it. Scott from Davenport is at work here, and he has been running numbers. Data going back to 1970 with winning percentage, depending on how well a team does in a certain facet. Mm-hmm. Teams that outrush their opponents win an overwhelming number of games. We also know that teams that are winning games tend to run the ball more. So as do teams with a greater yards per pass attempt than their opponents. It's a fair statement to credit some of the superiority to team defense and not just chalk it all up to an overwhelming offense. The Panthers were in the top 10 in both categories from an offensive standpoint. The Broncos middle of the pack. Defensively, both teams near the top. So while I still believe as firmly as Matt Bowen that the Panthers will win, when both teams have stout defenses, and they do, the ability of one defense to overwhelm the other can't be discounted. And that's why I can't blithely state that the Panthers will steamroll the Broncos. This, of course, probably guarantees that almost that they will. But yeah, especially in the Super Bowl, in that game alone, if you have a higher yards per passing attempt, you have an 80% likelihood of winning. And the only thing close to that would be the rushing yards leader in the Super Bowl wins 77.8% of the time. And that goes with most games in the regular season. Yeah. You win 72.4% of the time. But again, it's whether it's correlative or causal, one would have to determine. Sometimes a team gets a huge lead, and how many blowout Super Bowls have we seen where it's over before it starts and the team is just going to run the ball the rest of the time?
Many. A couple of them involving the Broncos where they got blowed up real good.
Yep.
So I would say this, that yes, this defense, although wasn't that the Orange Crush, too, that got steamrolled? Wasn't one of the Orange Crush, or were they not?
The Cowboy, yeah, Craig Morton, right?
I think so. It was something, I can't remember, there's so damn many of them. But
yeah, there was an Elway team that got beat by Montana.
Yeah, 55-10.
That was 89?
I covered the game, 55-10, and I never moved for 4 hours. I got stuck in a little thing in Miami, and I sat there like a dope. You couldn't move. You couldn't get out of there. You had to pee in yourself. I mean, you know, just doing everything. You couldn't get out of there.
And then,
made it easy by making it 55-10.
And it was the Staubach Cowboys beating the Craig Morton. That was the Orange Crush team, right?
I think it was the Orange Crush. Yeah, so anyway, the Orange Crush didn't fare well.
Randy Gratishar and Otis Armstrong and Haven Moses and Haven Rick Upchurch, right?
Yep. So the Orange Crush didn't fare well. I just would say this, that I think that defense, that's every bit of legit, though. I mean, I don't know if you can steamroll that team. I will say this. The other thing that we can get to and I think make it official, that of all the young guys, and there are some young guys playing quarterback right now in the NFL, there's only one now that's joined the old guys club of the best in the game. Only one that's really and truly joined that club is one of the best in the game that deserves at this stage to have his name mentioned in that, along with, you know, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and even the old Peyton Manning, where we always mention those names and so forth. You can put Cam Newton in there now. I don't know if there's anybody else in the new guard I would.
Not Andrew Luck.
Not yet. No.
So getting to a Super Bowl does it for you.
Yep.
That's the stamp of validation.
He did it.
And how he did it yesterday.
Oh, God, did he ever do it. I mean, I think the entire season, he's the MVP of the league. And I'm not short in Luck. I think that's the next one who joins. I think he joins. I think he gets in there of the young guys.
In Oak Park, Reggie says if Manning manages to win the Super Bowl, will they mail the ring to his wife? So the Super Bowl's 2 weeks away, and I'm already sick of the he deserves to go out on top story. What's really irksome is for nearly a year, the league and its media allies pushed the fake non-scandal Deflategate 24/7, and the silence on Manning's connection to HGH shipments is deafening. One could argue whether there are circumstances where HGH use should be permitted, but as long as it's on the list of banned performance-enhancing drugs, it's ridiculous that Manning is being given a free pass by the league, especially given the relentless pursuit of Brady and the Patriots, all supposedly in the name of fair competition. Mm-hmm. It's more of the usual hypocrisy from the NFL.
Yeah, that was mentioned yesterday. Is that should have been like a $20,000 fine. That's what it was on the. It's that sort of written in the NFL. It should have been $20,000 fine and nothing else. Not taking away draft picks or suspensions or any of the crap they tried. I mean, that's what it was.
Has it only been a year since the Deflategate thing? I mean, it feels like it's been forever.
It does.
One of the single most tiresome, annoying sports stories we've ever dealt with ever. Mm-hmm. As far as the total meaning, as far as complicit media making things up, bad reporting, agendas, absolute falsehoods, then where a story completely self-created, eventually undone for anyone paying attention, objectively and scientifically, and even that was ignored. Yep. It was one of the a complete waste of time for all involved.
Mm-hmm. Could not get rid of it. The decision lasted forever. Couldn't make a decision. So he went through more of it. No. Nope.
And what's amazing is that no matter what, the NFL just keeps growing. Did you see the numbers from Sunday?
I did not.
It's just like the most watched game in the last 29 years. I mean, it's amazing.
It truly is. I mean, I'm not surprised because other sports, you know, baseball and those cringe when a market like Charlotte would get in the world. You know what I mean? When you get one of those where they go, oh.
Yeah, I think it was the second most watched AFC Championship game.
Jeez.
The first was, this was a real shocker too, was the 2011 Steelers and Jets game.
That's number one?
That's number one AFC Championship game. Yeah, I just saw that here on the interwebs.
Wow.
That was the Mark Sanchez, Ben Roethlisberger. Right. Roethlisberger had zero touchdowns.
But that was, I mean, yesterday, all eyes on that game. And the NFL can continue to do no wrong. It's for all the people saying, the war on football! The war, they're out to get football!
Right.
Nobody's out to get it because that's futile. There wouldn't be any. You can't get this game. You can't.
No,
they can stumble all over themselves and every negative possible story. It's like the Trump campaign where he says, like, I could shoot somebody right now and it wouldn't matter. And you think, he's right.
Yeah.
You can say, you can shoot somebody. You can actually shoot somebody. And people say,
we
need more candidates shooting people. He doesn't care.
Yep. I mean, what was that? A Tennessee Jacksonville game or one of those Thursday night games or something had this massive audience too. It's like it doesn't matter. It doesn't stop you by market. It doesn't stop you by anything. Nothing. Other leagues not so much, but nothing gets in the NFL's way. Nothing. Absolutely nothing gets in their way.
And when you saw that first game yesterday, and then he completes that pass to Gronkowski, and then he finds him for the touchdown.
Unbelievable.
And you're just thinking, it's like here it goes again. This game, it doesn't, it just, it never fails.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something.
Yep.
And as soon as you think something's going to happen, and he fourth and whatever, and there's Gronkowski running behind everybody.
And kind of dancing out in between them.
It's a perfect bucket throw
mm-hmm.
to that guy. And I actually did. I thought on the touchdown, I was certain he had gone out of bounds.
I was
because
too.
Of the way the camera angle was.
It
I said,
like he
I
was,
said
yep.
wait a second. Let me see that again. Let me see a better angle
and
on
he
that.
Wasn't.
Like, I really needed to be convinced that he wasn't. He wasn't. That thing was absolutely pure clean, the whole thing. And I thought this was one of those with the official standing right there and didn't see him with a foot on the white line. And no, he was that. It was legit. But I was, in the moment, I was convinced just because of how it looked when he came around in.
It did. It looked like he was coming from out of bounds.
Didn't
it? He just kind of stepped out of bounds and they kind of took their eye off him because they thought he was out.
Yep.
And here he comes back in between them.
I would have bet you. And then I saw it again. Well, wait.
Wait, hold on.
No.
No.
I guess he's all right.
He's... I mean, could you? I mean, the only way you stop that, what they do with that offense, talked about the offense last week, is that sit on Brady's head. Well, they sat on his head the entire damn day, just like the Giants did when they beat him. the Super Bowl. That's how you do it. That the only it's the only foolproof means I have. I don't have any defense that I say to myself, all right, I'll do this, and then I'll do that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll confuse him. You're not going to confuse him.
I mean, knowing how to do it is different than actually doing it.
Yep.
There isn't some great football secret.
No.
But that's what it looks like when it works.
Yep.
I'm just not sure you can take those same kind of... If you just try to say we're going to get up the field and get right in Cam Newton's face, because you certainly can't play two man behind it.
No, you cannot.
You're better off with zone in general. I mean, I would think that they're smart enough to probably stay in zone, and they're going to force him to make my goal. If I'm Wade Phillips.
And you look like Wade Phillips. So what would you do if you're Wade
Phillips?
Someday.
If I'm Wade Phillips, I'm not playing man defense. I know I can mix it up, but primarily, why wouldn't you want your sets of eyes up the field? You drop back to a landmark, and if there's something I want to make Cam Newton do to beat me, it is, with all those varied launch points we know he has, consistently throw the ball into small windows. And it would have to be a game of patience. There's going to be some attrition involved, but if they stay patient and continue to ask him to be an accurate pocket passer, he want to do that, I will walk down and tip my cap to him and hand him the Lombardi Trophy myself. But I am not going to let him beat me by running on me, and I certainly don't want to be turning my back to him. Not with those receivers. I'm not Greg Olsen. You bracket him, but if it's Cotchery or Ginn. Are those guys? Am I?
They actually this year, Ted Ginn has actually looked like a real player this year.
He's held onto the ball.
Yeah. It's so weird to watch him because he was no damn good. I didn't say that. I don't see why somebody, who the hell drafted him? Was the Niners? I don't see why he can't do anything. He can return kicks, but the rest of, and it was, he's not been any good. Not really been a star in any way, shape, or form, even a guy you really want around, because I think this is his third team, I want to say. And now, all of a sudden, he's a valuable part of what they do.
He's Boris.
You
got to
keep your eye on him.
And I'm Bernstein, and at the bottom of the hour, we will do the second half. Oh. It's always good on Monday when it gets you caught up on a weekend's worth of stuff on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. And how about that old cowboy, Peyton Williams Manning? I think his wideout Emmanuel Sanders put it best yesterday, quote, "He is going to the Super Bowl at age 39 or 40 or 70 or whatever he is. He just gets the job done," end quote. He did yesterday, and he didn't look a day over 50. Peyton got the job done because his job was to make a few big plays and not give that game away. And he had a lot of help from his supporting cast and from the Patriots secondary. How do you get old Pate to turn back the clock and hit some receiver over the top? By leaving that wide receiver wide open. In this case, that touchdown pass to Owen Daniels. I mean, I hate to say it, but Olivia Manning could have hit that one. He did his job, but the defense dominated. And if old man Pate's gonna ride off into the sunset in San Fran, it's gonna be because that D rides Cam into the ground. I'm Jim Rome.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake's simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Do you owe more than your car is worth? If so, Hawk Ford can get you turned around. Bring in your car today, whatever its condition, and Hawk Ford will pay you an additional $2,000 for your trade. That's $2,000 on top of what your car is worth. Plus, come in right now and you'll also get 0% financing on brand new Fords. $2,000 more for your trade only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
Available on select models. Financing approved. Credit see for details.
Bring in the new year with a new Chevy. Right now, cash in on Sunrise Chevrolet's New Year Sign and Drive deal. Get the all-new 2016 Chevy Cruze Limited LT for just $179 a month for 24 months with zero due at signing. Start your new year right at Sunrise Chevrolet. Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. SunriseChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
24-month lease to qualified buyers with approved credit. $0 due at signing for current GM SAC dealer for details. Offer expires 2/1/16.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kips.
makes the rules.
Rule 38, your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8, never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
For the workday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Denver, AFC champions for the second time in 3 years here in Denver against New England.
House of horrors here. Absolute house of horrors. Well, the commissioner could be happy. He could show his face in 2 weeks. It's disappointing.
My God.
Seriously? That's Patriots Radio Network Sports Hub.
Obviously.
Let's say hub. It's not hub, though.
No, it's the sports hub.
It's hub, not sport. Hub. He's actually our sports hub, but he's not that stoop.
I'm taking shots at the commissioner just because your team lost.
I'll tell you what. For a guy that got the crap beat out and the team never looked any good the entire day, you couldn't block anybody, you couldn't do a lot, they had no running game, you had nothing else. There they were right on the edge of it again, though. There they were.
As bad as it was for him, yep. You make a couple plays and you just throw it up in the air to that monster. And Gronk find ball, Gronk score touchdown. He is just, with one of his arms almost like immobilized. I mean, it's incredible.
I know. But all of that happened, the beating he took, all the assault, the assault that was there the entire day, every time he turned around, there was a new Bronco on top of him. And then most of the time, there's an old Bronco on top of him. And yet, there it was at the goal line, a chance to tie the game.
And all you needed was your idiot kicker to make an extra point instead of pushing it off to the right.
That's exactly right.
And that thing was doomed from the moment his plant foot hit.
It was.
And that looked like one of my 7 irons. Where he just hit it with an open face.
And that's why they call him the idiot kicker.
Well, that was Mike Vanderjack was the idiot liquored up kicker. But that
but he's actually very good. He hadn't missed one in years.
I know.
But that is
huge. And that one never had a chance, and it ended up being huge. But Phil Simms said it didn't really affect anything. Except when it was affecting absolutely everything that was going on in front of him during the game.
If I didn't see Phil there, I'd swear he's not at the game.
I don't know. And it's tough on Nance, because Nance is increasingly being asked about him.
Is he really?
Yeah, from what I've been reading, that he feels he's got to defend him. I mean,
because people are also, because some people, I don't know. You know, you hear this stuff and we hear it, and I don't know if other people are kind of have the same reaction we do, making fun of him or whatever, you know. But I would like to chalk it up, because I like Phil Simms. I'd like to chalk it up as just a bad year, but I don't think you can ever say an announcer had a bad year. Maybe a bad game, but a bad year? That might be too much, right?
You can certainly, it's much easier to tell when a play-by-play guy is losing his fastball than it is when an analyst is losing his
fastball. Yeah, usually,
yeah. Or if it was somebody like Madden, who, when he was done, he changed a little bit. He wasn't trying to do a ton of X and O stuff, and he was just sort of being a character and saying things, and he knew that there were guys doing his act better than he was doing it at that point.
No doubt.
And it was time to, but Simms sometimes, the number of head scratchers, the number of, wait, what?
Way too many head scratch, yeah.
Just
way,
things that
way
were,
too much.
Well, and he starts to analyze something and comes away saying, I don't know what happened. You can't do that. You know, at least I'll say this.
One word for it.
Fox fired Greg Norman.
They did.
Because Greg Norman was so bad. He was, you have to get him off the broadcast bad. When in that moment he said, I'm just absolutely speechless. Like, man, come on, you are not paid to be speechless. Not when a guy's choking away a major and you're the one guy who's got the unique ability to get inside the head.
Especially
of,
a guy who also choked away
one. That's what
I'm
saying.
Who knew exactly what was happening, what should have been said and didn't.
And then said he was speechless. You're not allowed to be.
No.
And Fox agreed and is now saying we're going to do something a little different with our golf broadcast. Because that whole thing was just such an unmitigated disaster that you can't do worse than any of what that was. At the wrong venue and the wrong people and the wrong time to be trying out new stuff with a ball tracker and all that. And it can only get better. But at least they kind of did something. And
they acted right away. They didn't let it linger or say, okay, well, he'll get better. You know, they didn't make an excuse and say, okay, well, you know, he's a big name. He's a very famous guy. We'll just leave. You know, and I give him credit for that. Because that seems to me to be a hard thing for networks to do.
To make that move?
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
it does to me.
Usually it is. It's more than one broadcast, at least, but that was here he is, and they waited for people not to think about it, and they waited till the end of the golf season, and then there he goes.
There he goes.
Away. Hey, thanks to those over the weekend that signed up for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship that benefits the one-step programs of Children's Oncology Services. This is that time of year where we are starting to send out the emails to the former players, and word is getting out in the various poker forums, and we start to see the room fill up. So make sure you don't wait. It's going to be a wonderful evening presented by Robert W. Baird and sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. We are all getting together on Thursday, February 18th, 2016, to find a lucky winner or a skilled winner who is going to go to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. That's the grand prize. It is worth $10,000, and there are thousands more in prizes for our final table. But really, we're there for a wonderful night to help kids with cancer and leukemia so they can have the simple joys of childhood, and that we have enough funds to never turn anybody away. Go to onestepcamp.org, and you can register right now. It's $275 for the entry fee. Just want to be a spectator. Those fill up quickly, too, those spots, because there's a limited number for people who just want to eat and drink. And you figure in Chicago at the Montgomery Club owned by Gibson's, you think you're going to eat and drink $75 worth. You can probably do that in 15 minutes. And believe me, I've seen some people try that. Mm-hmm. You should go to onestepcamp.org if you just want to be a spectator as well. But now is when we're setting up the tables. We're filling the room with players. And it's just such an awesome time. We do this every year. Everybody asks, well, when is it? When is it? When is it? It is Thursday. It is February 18th. So go to onestepcamp.org. I think the link is also available at boersandbernstein.com if you happen to be there, if that is easier for you. If you want to grab one of the high roller seats, there's only a couple left. And those are the tables for the serious players. That is considerably more expensive on the front end, but it saves you the knockout round, and it saves you the rebuys on the back end. It's very simple. The winner of either one of the winner of our high roller table is at the final table, does not have to go through the knockout round, and is still eligible for rebuys after that if you would like. So it doesn't necessarily commit you to doing one without the other, but it does give you that increased chance if you are a serious player. But even if you're not, some years we just get a recreational player who says, hey, I just play with my friends once a month, and here I am as a main event World Series of Poker contestant. And you get that because that's the prize that we have. It is all for the kids, and we look forward to a convivial room. And don't forget celebrity bounties, too. We're going to have people there for you to knock out. Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes and Richard Roper and
you
others.
Won't have your coat hung up before Matt Spiegel's out.
Well, remember, last year somebody took my coat. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was one thing.
We're actually took it.
We're going to have a special place. Somebody actually literally walked away with my coat.
I remember. And I don't mean to laugh at it, but
no, it happened. The keys in it and everything. Somebody took it. They just liked it, and they walked away with it. We got it back.
See, I don't wear a coat anybody wants.
Yeah, so they eventually brought it back, but I urge you to get involved, be a part of this, and don't wait. Don't sleep on this thing. Because I know people say, I'm going to do it. So if you want to do it, go to onestepcamp.org.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 for the score update studio.
It's not a surprise. We, I had talked to Jerry for a couple months before that trade happened. And, you know, as you said, we knew that Greg was in the last year of his contract. Mike Martz wasn't using tight ends in the passing game and really going to make, you know, Greg an active part of the offense.
That's how Carolina acquired Greg Olsen's massive skill set from the Bears. Former Panthers GM Marty Herney, a guest with Mully and Hanley this morning. Olsen has become Cam Newton's top target in Carolina, where he's become one of the top tight ends in the NFL. Olsen and the Panthers on their way to Super Bowl 50 to face Denver 378 days after the Broncos mutually parted ways with John Fox, which paved the way for him to become Bears head coach. The Bears losing a couple of assistants. Receivers coach Mike Groh joining the Rams as their passing game coordinator and receivers coach. Also, assistant strength coach Jim Arthur joins Adam Gase's staff in Miami. NBA Bulls home against Miami. No Kirk Heinrich, still recovering from a quad injury. Etuan Moore also out. He's got a bad hamstring. Hockey Blackhawks in Carolina tomorrow. They've recalled forward Mark McNeil from Rockford. College basketball, DePaul forward Mike Henry named to the Big East weekly honor roll. He had 17 points and 12 rebounds in the Demons' victory at Marquette last week. DePaul at Butler Wednesday. You can hear that game right here on The Score. Tonight on The Score, 4. It's number 4 Kansas at 14th ranked Iowa State, 7:45 start. Tennis, Andy Murray advances to the Australian Open quarterfinals. Milos Raonic knocks out Stan Wawrinka. The big game means big moments. Make Aurelio's Pizza part of them with crispy thin crust, sweet tomato sauce, and premium toppings covered in fresh mozzarella cheese. Visit aureliospizza.com to find the location nearest you. Delivery and catering options. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half, we've got to keep that ramping.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Matt Bowen joined us in the first half of the show amid all of our constant football talk. It was Championship Sunday yesterday, a lot going on, and now's the time to make your decision on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. And unless
yes, do it now.
Extenuating circumstances, stick with it and stick to your guns, because the next 2 weeks are going to be filled with all sorts of red herrings and silliness and garbage and stupidity that is going to confuse you and make your head spin, and we will be part of doing that.
This is from Richard Dyson. I found this interesting because we've been talking about Jim Nantz. And mostly we've been talking about Phil Simms. Apparently, I don't know what he's doing. But CBS sports broadcaster Jim Nantz has big plans for the back nine of his career. During an extended interview with Sports Illustrated running on Sunday, Nantz said his broadcasting goal is to work 50 Masters tournaments. He has been part of his network's coverage of that golf major since 1986. Knowing that the Masters always ends on the second Sunday in April every year, I looked it up. My 50th Masters would be April 8th, 2035, said Nantz, who's 56. So I thought that would be the day I would retire.
Ooh.
Now, that's quite a goal. I'll say that for you. You love your job when you're sitting.
You know, that reminds me, wasn't it George Burns that would always book a show every year?
Yes.
And he just kept making the date. He just never got around to dying until eventually he did.
He did.
But that's how he sort of did it. He kept booking himself as available for those dates, and there he was.
Yeah, and you know, and CBS, by the way, there's nothing that is going to stop Jim Nantz. And while Phil Simms may be off on some different planet, nothing's stopping him, because I don't think anybody's stepping in and taking anything away from him. So if he wants to do it till he's 76 and reaches 50th Masters, good for him.
As long as they don't have him hit the ceremonial drive that hits somebody in the face.
Oh, no, they'll find somebody.
Whether it's Byron Nelson or Sammy Snead.
Oh, yeah, they'll find somebody.
Somebody always just winds
hit
up and
hits you in the head. They'll find somebody. Don't worry.
You may have missed it, but quietly a couple of weeks ago, the baseball statistical community was awash and agog with excitement because there's new stats that Baseball Prospectus, on a day that was referred to after the fact as Catchella, has released brand new defensive metrics for catching based on some retroactive data and a ton of analysis of what they know about where certain pitches went and expectations of what should be called a strike. There are 4 new stats that have been combined to figure out defensive runs saved and factor that into wins above replacement. One is CSAA, called strikes above average. That's framing. And that is a measure of how a team's more or less likely to win because a guy's grabbing strikes for you.
Yeah.
EPAA, errant pitches above average. That is a way that sort of balls together pass balls and wild pitches and determines which catchers keep those from happening. Then there are 2 for base running. SRAA, swipe rate above average. That's pretty much successfully throwing out would-be base stealers. And then this is cool. TRAA, takeoff rate above average, which measures intimidation. It measures a team being less likely to stray from a base because of the catcher just being the catcher who he is. So it's showing the chilling effect that a catcher's mere presence can have, and they quantify all this stuff, and then they retroactively applied it to wins above replacement with runs saved. So here's some of the takeaways from this. When Sports on Earth compiled some of this, BP Wrigleyville did a very good job with it. It shows you that when all the stuff we speculate about why the Cubs have made certain decisions at the catching position, the guys who gained the most from the recalculation of wins above replacement, adding in the new defensive metrics, one of them is David Ross, who gained 114 defensive runs and a total of 12 wins Miguel Montero gained 90 runs and a total of 9.5 wins just because of their abilities in those four specific stats. It was applied to minor league players as well, and that's where it gets a bit dicey, because even Wilson Contreras, the guy that they love, the number one catching prospect in all of baseball, not so good by some of these measures. And we know Kyle Schwarber, while he did okay at the minor league level, we saw the major league level was a chore. He was still boxing some balls back there. So what it tells me is that Contreras will likely have to improve significantly defensively to be the ready Montero replacement after 2017, and that would be a worthwhile project to get him at least up to average, they feel, by some of these defensive measures.
Now, you know, there's a lot of things a guy could have said, you know, over when he takes over the NBA team, Ty Lue. He takes over the Cavs, and we talked about this the other day when it happened. And, you know, there's a lot you could say about it. There's a lot he could say. But what he said after the Bulls game was that his players aren't in the shape they need to be to play at the pace he wants them to play at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find that, because so, you know, some of them asked out of the game, including LeBron, you know, take the rest. I don't know how you what pace he wants to play.
I don't know.
And I have no idea.
Did you see there's rumors now that they're exploring a market for Kevin Love?
Yeah, that's that. See, there's the heart of the matter.
But Blatt said it was going to be either Love goes or I go. And
yeah,
maybe,
that's the heart of the matter.
It could be both going.
Don't yell at me. I'm just telling. I know that's the heart of the matter. That's an awful idea to do that. And he was one of them that asked out of the game because of the pay. But I don't know how fast Lou won. Maybe he's Paul Westhead all over again. Maybe he wants to play at that pace. I don't know. But when that's one of the first things you said at your press conference after a game, and you know, they called it bizarre.
He's got to be motivated by something. He's got to be talking about somebody specifically.
I think I know who that is. We just talked about him.
Weird thing yesterday, there is a major sport gambling website called Pinnacle Sports, and it's huge in some of these countries where sports gambling is legal and they take bets on absolutely everything. But there was a mixed doubles match at the Australian Open for which this website suspended betting. Amidst all that's being talked about match fixing and about all the overlays that they're doing to try to figure out, to identify in real time these anomalies that show that probably something weird is going on. Mm-hmm. And there were large amounts of money pouring in on what the New York Times said would normally be an obscure contest. This is mixed doubles. Nearly all of the money coming in for Andrea Hlavakova and Lukasz Kubat in their first round match against Lara Arrua Barrena and David Marrero.
We need Zach.
And Hlavakova and Kubat won 6-0, 6-3. The first set lasted only 20 minutes. But nearly all the money came in for those two as an indication the match might be fixed. This is what they're talking about, and this is going on while all eyes are on the sport because of what's being alleged has been going on involving major players and major winners and everything.
Yep.
So it's
I believe it, by the way. I have no doubt that that's true. I have no doubt.
That even they didn't call off and say, well, you know, the heat's on right now, the attention's on us. It appears that whoever's bankrolling this, whatever mobsters are bankrolling this, aren't scared off by the scrutiny.
Not in the least. At second half, we do it every day when it's not a Bears game the day before, and there's not going to be one for a while. We always ask you what you think of this or the other things we discussed, including a lot of football. 312-644. Today's the day for a lot of football. 644-6767. Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 to score.
The second half was much smoother.
Is Mully and Henley.
Hey, Manny. And he's kind of nearing the end. In fact, Brian, this could be his last ever game.
One more chance to win it all.
Oh, my God.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, You know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call Neumail Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Neumail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Bucher, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportsshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
Welcome to Staples.
This Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
To go through a season and, you know, have everything said about you and unpositive at that, you know, for people to not pull in your favor, say that it's only a matter of time that the Carolina Panthers is this, that, and the third, we hear it. And for a turnout for this, it just makes it all worthwhile. But yet, I keep saying it, you know, we're not finished. We're not finished.
That is Carolina quarterback Cam Newton.
He makes you believe him.
He does. And I've got him. I think somebody has finally joined the club of the game's great quarterbacks that hasn't been in it for years. I think he's joined that club now.
You didn't mention Russell Wilson in that club. Is he
nope,
there?
Not yet. Nope. Mm-mm. You think he is?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes I do. I don't like making quarterback clubs in general. I think it's a waste of time. I think you are what you are, and I don't like to say this guy's elite or this guy belongs in this group. It's sort of like the Mount Rushmore stuff. It's all, I think sometimes he looks great, and other times he doesn't. In Atlanta, here's Kevin on the
True
score.
Enough.
Hey, guys. You know, I wanted to touch base with you guys and ask you a quick question. You know, the Bulls are always playing their players at really heavy minutes, and looking at the schedule coming up, one of the things that popped to mind was this game coming up against Sacramento. And so the Bulls own the right to their first-round draft pick if it falls out of the top 10. And if it falls in the top 10, then Philadelphia gets the swap. Why would the Bulls play any of their players against Sacramento and not just give them the two wins that they play this year?
That's how it's a team. You don't do that. That's bad business. That's not even ethical.
Bad business.
Well, so... I get the ethical piece to it, but it's very similar to what the Spurs do in the sense of sitting their starters to rest.
No, they're sitting their starters to give themselves the best chance to win that year's championship.
Okay,
it's not similar.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that is
Sacramento's been winning lately, by the way.
Yeah, but that's
they don't need your help. They don't need to let you win.
Yeah, I think it's self-evident what the difference is. The difference is the Spurs want their best players fresh for the most important games year because they're trying to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to game the draft.
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to look players in the eye. And who do you think pulls that string? The general manager? You want him coming down telling his coach not to try? Or you want the general manager? Come on. That's an epic nightmare if you try to do that. And then can you imagine if something like that gets out that you did that? Forget it. No. That's just pie in the sky ridiculousness. But that said, the Bulls have a nice, easy cupcake tonight on a beat-up Heat team that even doesn't know who's playing for them. And when you're happy to get Beno Udrih back, you're bad.
Oh, boy.
And Whiteside is ailing.
Yeah, he's been out.
Mm-hmm. He's had an oblique strain, I think.
Yep.
So there's been... And they, when they were going, they were going pretty good.
They were not bad.
Starting to fire a little bit. And it looks like Wade is aging a little bit better than I thought.
But even at that, then something happens that he looks, like he's 50 again. It's not, that doesn't sustain. I mean, he looks, there's times, and then the rest of it, And now there's a lot of people hurt, so I don't think there's much there.
There's a thought from Nick who says those catching stats you were talking about during the second half explain a lot. That's probably why Lester wants Ross catching with his first base yips. No, because Montero's a terrific framer of pitches, too.
He is.
Montero's a wonderful defensive catcher. Really, really good. He wants Ross there because that's his guy. It's his caddy. And eventually it won't be. But what the Cubs will have to confront is what you do when Montero's deal is up after 2017. Because they understand it. And the thing about the Cubs is they've been on this as a market inefficiency, the understanding of framing, the understanding that as long as the human element is still involved behind the plate, that there are going to be catchers who are better at finding a lot of strikes. It's not a little thing. It's not random. It's not here and there. It is a quantifiable, specific skill for guys who are better at it than other people.
No doubt.
Who make you significantly more likely to win.
We talked about it when they got Montero, how good he was at it.
And when we know that the currency in baseball of outs, what strikes mean is the strikes add up to outs and the outs add up to runs, and it's just math at that point. And when you find somebody, now that you can get into minor league numbers and start tracking some of this stuff and determine who's good at it from the moment they start playing, you're really in business there. The problem is the Cubs had an advantage because the Cubs had proprietary metrics doing a lot of this way out ahead of other teams. Now that Baseball Prospectus has sort of open sourced it and it made it public domain, the teams that were really good at it will probably have less of an advantage.
No doubt. Yeah, that makes sense. But I think we talked about it when they got Montero. I think we talked about it then. He can really do it. He's really good at it. And if you watched him last year, he does it all the time. He's really, really good at it. I mean, that's part of what I liked about him. I mean, and I also get hit for you once in a while, but I like the way he catches. I like the way he handles the game.
He's got an innate understanding of what his guys got that day.
He does.
And what he doesn't. And there were some times, especially with some of the relief pitchers, and it's just the way relief pitchers are, that they will have days where only one pitch is working.
Yep.
And everybody knows only one pitch is working, and the hitter knows one pitch is working, but I'll be damned if Montero doesn't squeeze the most out of some of those guys when all he's got is a slider, or all he's got is his two-seamer, whoever it may be. It's finding those spots and setting things up and varying some of his setups that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I always felt like an undervalued member of the team was him from the beginning when they got him. I thought, man, that's a good get. That's a damn good get. And he was.
I want to say, and I haven't looked at it vis-a-vis the new stuff, but Tyler Flowers was also generally considered a very solid receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
But you just have to deal with all the rest of it, and you have to deal with the fact that he can't hit. Which is why they've decided to move on from that.
Yeah, they kind of looked at it and said, you know, we have some people struggling to hit, and if we have a chance to get rid of one of them that's struggling to hit, maybe that'll do something for us. So they did. I mean, because they gave him every opportunity. And some teams, if you're good enough defensively, you could probably, but the White Sox can't hit. It's difficult to keep him when you know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? It's difficult to say, yeah, I'll take 215 or 220.
Yeah, but they decided to go with a catcher who at least is going to give you a representative on base percentage this year, who isn't always out all the time. They're probably going to end up with a little bit more overall value. At least that's their bet.
Yeah, a little.
We're Boers and Bernstein. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. And we are talking to you today on a Monday after the championship Sunday. Your Super Bowl matchup is set. The Boers and Bernstein Show will be traveling to San Francisco for three days of pre-Super Bowl shows where we are talking to people and making mischief.
Oh, you bet.
Because that's what we do in these places. You have bet. The Score.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton, versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
For it and look forward to it. And Comcast is here to help you, the football fan. Right now on NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. So I went back yesterday and looked at all the Super Bowl appearances for the Denver Broncos. I didn't realize this is their eighth appearance. And John Elway is a part of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those eight appearances. He's got three losses, though, in 87, 88, 90, and then a couple wins in 98. That went over Green Bay. And then 99, his final game ever against Atlanta in Super Bowl 33 with the 34-19 win. Elway was 18 of 29 with 336 yards and a rushing touchdown. He was the oldest player ever named Super Bowl MVP, and then he retires and walks away that May from the game. And, you know, the week of the big game, you'll get over 100 hours of coverage heading into Super Bowl 50. You need to switch, though, to Xfinity right now and get NFL Network and every Super Bowl on demand when you switch to the HD Premier XF Triple Play, or get started with the X1 Starter Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. Now, this offer ends 3/31/16, but don't delay because the Super Bowl's 2 weeks away. You don't want to miss out on all this good stuff they have to offer. So call today. That number is 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold.